To find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region for this 4th of July holiday weekend. And joining us is the manager of Peak Radar, Jonathan Toman. Good morning, Jonathan. Happy 4th of July.
Good morning, Renee. Happy day after 4th of July.
I know. Well, you know, it all just kind of, you know, when it's a weekend like this, I just put it all together.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. And even though the 4th is behind us, there's still plenty to do this weekend.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, well, so... Great. Absolutely. I'm so glad. Tonight is first Friday in July, and that means art walks in downtown Carter Springs, Old Carter City, and Manitou Springs from 5 to 8 p.m., where there will be gallery openings, live demonstrations, chances to meet local artists, all sorts of fun throughout the creative corridor tonight. And it also means the free first Friday shuttle bus to help you get around and see all of that. There are 9 stops in the region where you can hop on the bus and have a fun, different way of checking out art tonight and not worry about parking. And you can check out the stops and download the schedule and the maps and everything you might need at peakradar.com/firstfriday. So it's a big evening tonight for the first Friday in July.
Perfect.
But we've also got all sorts of other things happening, including Billy Ray Cyrus with Independence Day fireworks at Widener Field on the east side of Carter Springs. And it's not just him. There's a full slate of musicians that will be performing from 4 o'clock to 11 o'clock tonight as they roll into the fireworks and all the music happening at Widener Field. If you missed Summer Symphony in Memorial Park yesterday, don't fear. They have Symphony Above the Clouds in downtown Woodland Park this evening from around 5 to 9:30. They'll have pre-concert performances and, of course, the Philharmonic with their show, and fireworks after. So if you want to get up into the mountains and see the Philharmonic, you can do that at Symphony Above the Clouds. Tomorrow morning is the monthly downtown walking tour that the Downtown Partnership puts on. And this one is for the 2019-2020 Art on the Streets exhibit. For 21 years, the program has transformed downtown Carter Springs into an outdoor sculpture gallery. So you can check out the currently installed pieces and get firsthand insights into the artists who created them. That one does require advanced registration, though, so go to Peak Radar or the Downtown Partnership website. And then two more. Garden of the Arts is tomorrow and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Memorial Park in Manitou Springs. It's an annual celebration of fine visual arts and handcrafted goods, works of more than 90 juried artists.
Wow.
Including painting, sculptures, glasswork, photography, ceramics, woodwork. Then there's going to be live music and family fun as well. So if you're looking for sort of a stroll in the garden, that's a good opportunity. And then finally, the Butte Theater up in Cripple Creek opens Grease tonight, and that'll run through August 18th. So, of course, you can join Rydell High's senior class of 1959 and all the shenanigans and singing and all sorts of things that happen as part of that musical as well. So, yeah, again, the 4th is over, but there's still plenty to do.
I was going to say, you know, Jonathan, for those of us that, you know, went to bed really early because we get up really early and missed a fireworks show, it sounds like there are plenty of opportunities and a lot of great things to do this weekend.
Yep, all sorts of ways to engage and check out what, you know, what appeals to you. And if you've got family in town or friends you want to get out and see something with, there's all sorts of options.
And, of course, that was just a few of the events going on, and they can always go to your website, right?
Yep, peakradar.com is the place to get details on all those. And if for some reason none of those struck your fancy, there's all sorts of options you can check out as well.
Perfect. Jonathan Toman, it is always great talking to you. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.
You too, Renee. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It is 7:41 at KRDO's Morning News.